So please. First quote from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Priest in the World. Even though we have clarified the quality of uniqueness and found a lofty reason for it, as it extends directly from the Creator, the unique force in the world, yet, as the sense of uniqueness settled within our narrow egoism, it has brought about ruin and destruction and became the source of all the ruins in the world. And as said, no one in the world is to be free from it. And all the differences are only about how it's being used, whether it's for lusts or for power or for honor. And that is the only thing that differentiates between created beings. But what is equal about the creatures of the world is that each of us is ready to abuse and exploit for all the people for his own private benefit with every means possible, without taking into any consideration that he's going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. And it is inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself, according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the mind, and not the mind the root of desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding the person, precisely so is his attribute of singularity or uniqueness, greater and advance a bit.
Excerpt number 2 from Baal HaSulam, article The Freedom.
Just as the face of each and every person differs, so their views differ. And there are no two people on earth whose opinions are identical, because each person has a great and sublime possession inherited from his ancestors, and which others have no shred of them. Therefore, all those possessions are considered the individual's property, and society is cautioned to preserve its flavor and spirit so as to not be blurred by its environment. Rather, each individual should maintain the integrity of his inheritance. Then the contradiction and oppositeness between them will remain forever, to forever secure the criticism and progress of the wisdom, which is humanity's advantage and its true eternal desire. Excerpt number 3 from the writings of Baal HaSulam, The Freedom. Reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical things and the concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly among bodies and bodily matters in people, and the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism is deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and didactic fertilization. And this is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on the multiplicity of disagreements and separation between opinions. And the more contradictions there are between opinions, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society. And the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful to not bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism might be terminated from among the wise and scholarly. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease too, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out.